Today we have the school family, so you know, we have the proof in front of us, in front of me actually. Kids in their uniform, so it feels kind of like old school mess today. And I think I'm gonna deliver like the third grade level homily today, so everyone can understand, okay? Back in Poland, at my home parish, we do it. The 10:30 a.m. mass is always children's mass. So the parochial vicar, usually pastors don't do it anymore, they're too old for this. But the parochial vicars, they have to invite the kids in front of the altar. And most of the time, the homily is kind of a Q&A with kids. And that's when people laugh a lot, because you get kind of weird answers from kids, you know, the kids level answers. But many, many people go to that mass. When I was still back in Poland, I asked one of the ladies, she was, I think, in her 80s, like, why do you come to the children's mass? You know, the homily is kind of like kids level. You should come to 8 or noon, something for adults. And she looked at me and she said, but, well, I was not the father, I was a seminary at the point. She said, I can understand what the priest is talking about. That one specific mass. The rest of the masses, I don't get what he says. So today I think I'm going to say something that everyone can get, even I think a preschooler. The basic message of Christianity. You know, there is the truth in this life that you never, including myself, we never really know someone until we know what's in their heart. So let me repeat that. You, or we never really know someone until we know what's in their heart. What motivates them, you know, what they're looking for, why they do what they do. And Jesus in today's gospel, he reveals what's in his heart. He really does. You can see the basic message of the gospel. But let's go back a little bit. You have this man, Nicodemus. He was the member of the Sanhedrin, so that's the Jewish ruling council. So this guy is really smart. It's like kind of the bishop right now. And he comes to Jesus at night because he has questions. He's truly looking for the truth. But of course, he comes at night, so not everyone can see him. That was the point. He comes at night. And so Jesus gives him, there is a beautiful conversation. You have to read the whole third chapter of John. We just got this Sunday the message that Jesus gives at the end of the conversation. Why he came to the world. But you know the story of salvation. You remember Adam and Eve and what happened there. And we know that everyone will be judged. Everyone. There will be a final judgment. But Jesus tells us that he came to save the world. Father, God the Father has sent him because he loved the world so much, right? God simply couldn't bear the perspective that each one of us will die spiritually, not just here on earth, but like really. We will not inherit eternal life. And so he couldn't just look at this. So he stepped in and he became one of us. So this is the definitive proof that God really cares about you. He really does. Again, so much that he sent his son, right? For God so loved the world, but he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life, happiness, eternal life. Again, there is no hidden agenda, no selfish undertones, just pure generosity. We call this a gift. What do you do when you get a gift for your birthday, Christmas, or whatever? What do you say? What do you say? Thank you. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's the kids level homily, okay? Q&A. Thank you. The Eucharist, from Greek, Eucharistia, means thanksgiving. We are saying thank you to God, because you are receiving a great gift, the great gift of salvation. That's why St. Paul told us in the second reading that you are saved by grace, which means by the gift of God, not by your works. You cannot earn salvation, okay? You cannot do enough prayers. You cannot go enough to the Mass. You cannot do whatever, be really the nicest person in the world. That's not enough. You can be, I don't know, the next Mother Teresa. That's not enough. Nothing is enough in this world to save you. Only God can give us this gift, right? St. Paul says, this is, again, this is the gift of God. This is not from works, so no one may boast. You cannot be like, I go to Mass every Sunday. Yeah, I will be saved. I'm going to heaven. No. Or I cannot say, I'm a Catholic priest. I'm going to heaven 100%. Hopefully it happens. But I cannot boast, like, I've done enough. I earned my salvation. No, 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 no. Salvation cannot be earned. It's a gift, right? Because God loves us so much that He came, became one of us. He gave up His life as a gift to save us. So this is always a gift. Now, I always look for the images or stories that can show you that, again, the essence of this message. So I found one a few years ago, a true story, actually, that was all over the news. A few years ago in California, there was a girl that she was pulled over by the police for going, you know, too fast. I think she went 20 over. And I think this is the rule. If you go 20 over, you have to go to the court and explain yourself in front of the judge. If it's below 20, you always have a choice. You can go, you can defend yourself, or you can just pay the ticket. I know what I'm talking about because I went through this, okay? A few years ago, not here, okay? It was on a highway, I-70. They got me, all right? I paid the ticket because they gave me an option. You can go to the court or you can just pay it online. I'm like, when do I have to go to the court? Tuesday at 8 a.m. I have Mass, like, you know. I'm in the front of the better judge, right? So I paid the ticket. So I learned my lesson. Never go 20 over, okay? I always go like 19, so it's still... On I-70, not in the city, okay? The story, okay. So the girl went 20 over, so she had to go. And when she appeared in front of the judge just asked like one question. Guilty or not? She said guilty. You are paying the fine. But then what happens next was incredible, because that was something different. The judge, he took off his garments, whatever they are called. He went down to this girl. He hugged her. And he said, I will pay the fine. He was her father. And I think that sends the message. God is our Father. And you are guilty, but he paid the price. He always does, because he loves us so much. Now, I hope you are the lucky ones. You understand this message. God loves us so much. Again, we are always valuable in his eyes, no matter what, in spite of our sins, failings, weaknesses. So that's why on the fourth Sunday of Lent, which is today, we should be joyful. Easter is so close, but we cannot kind of see it, like touch it, but it's not here yet. But the church tells us to rejoice today, be joyful. And so from the entrance antiphon, but we're singing before the procession, rejoice Jerusalem and all who love her, be joyful. Be joyful. So rejoice in Latin means letare. So we call this Sunday Letare Sunday, and I'm forced to wear this. And you know how I feel about this color, right? But this is the color that symbolizes joy. If you are on your, let's say, vacation, I don't know, in Cancun or in somewhere in Florida, if you go to the beach right before sunrise, you can see the sky like in purple and rose, or a little pink, let's say pink. So it means that sun is coming, but you cannot see it yet. But it's almost there. So that's why this color. Jesus is so close, like our salvation. Almost we can see it, but not yet. That's why I'm wearing this for the sake of the church, okay? For the sake of the church. So you can see the symbol. So thank you. I see few men in rows. So thank you for joining me in this mission, okay? So we can really show people the symbol of joy. But yes, we are the lucky ones. We know the message. We know that God loves us, that he saved us. But guess what? There are people who don't know this message. And this is your mission. Because if you have received, you have to give it away. If you have experienced the joy of salvation, then you go and spread it. There are people like Nicodemus who come and ask questions because they don't know. Usually they come in dark, whatever it means, right? So no one can see them, but they are interested in learning about God. I love that here at Lourdes, we have RCIA every Wednesday in a basement, so it's dark. And those people are not Catholics and they are looking for the truth. And so our setup is always like so cozy, few lights, so you can see kind of everyone, but not really. So yeah, they come and they ask questions like Nicodemus. They're looking for the truth. But every Sunday Mass, I mean every Mass, ends with the way that the priest sends you out, right? Lord be with you and with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you. And then go in peace. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Go. There is always go. You cannot stay at this church like, you know, for the rest of the day. Go. You are supposed to become the beacons of joy, of hope, of salvation. Jesus loves us so much. But he saved us. And if you get this message, you have to tell anyone about that. I was looking for the quote for someone who got this message So here is just one. This is from Dale Evans. Do you know her? Dale Evans. She passed away a few years ago. An actress and songwriter, singer. She was kind of like the country style actress. And here is what she said. All of my life, I have been looking for a pot of gold at the foot of the rainbow. But I found it at the foot of the cross. So yes, all of us have found happiness, eternal life, at the foot of the cross. And now we have to go and tell anyone about that. So do not be afraid to talk to Nicodemus. You don't have to have a master's degree in theology. You just have to love God and get this message of love. We find happiness at the foot of the cross.